Are Locked On Astros, your daily Houston Astros podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Locked On Houston Astros, and I hope that you join me for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. So guys, it is now 11:12, and the Astros are still playing a ball game as I speak, and I didn't want to stay up too much longer, so I decided to just go ahead and do the podcast. There is enough to talk about. You can get Locked On Astros as well on the brand new podcast in App Himalaya, as well as Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device play podcast, Locked On Astros. So there's a lot to talk about today, and not all of it is good. The big story today, well, there's several big stories today, but the big story has to be Wade Miley. He leaves the game after not retiring a single batter. He only threw 31 pitches. By the time Cy Snead got the third out, Miley had allowed 5 runs altogether. And before hit the game, Miley was in the top 3 in terms of ERA with the 3.06 ERA. But that jumped all the way up to 3.35, and that's what happens when you don't get any outs and you give up 5 runs. According to the Ace of Spader, this is the first time that Astros pitcher has allowed 5 runs, at least 5 runs, since Jim Clancy did it in 1989. And he gave up 7 runs in that game, and then Ken Forrest came in and pitched in relief, and he gave up 10 runs. So overall, it wasn't a good game then. But the Astros were able to come back and tie the game tonight. So Miley gave up 5 runs altogether and 0 innings pitched. And then the Astros still come back and tie the game 8-8. And it's in the 11th inning right now. And we're just trying to see what happens. So hopefully he was just a little off. He just looked like he wasn't trying at the end. He was kind of falling off the mound when he was delivering the pitch. And his last one went way up in the air, and AJ Hinch just had enough. And so hopefully it's just that he was off and not the fact that he was hurt, because the Astros can't handle any more pitchers getting hurt. Aaron Sanchez is done for the season. Think about that. He's done for the season. We were hoping that he would be the Charlie Morton-type role in the 2019 playoffs, but that's not going to happen. And he will have a procedure on his right shoulder next week. We at that time, per Astros policy, we know this. Then we'll find some more information out. But until then, hopefully the Astros are able to help him recover next year in 2020. But that trade is not a bust. We can't say, we wasted Derek Fisher. No, we still got Joe Biggini in that trade. And that wasn't just a trade for 2019. That was also a trade for 2020. And it also gives the Astros some options in case that Wade Miley and Gerrit Cole go somewhere else. And for that matter, Colin McHugh. So maybe if his shoulder recovers next year, maybe he can bounce back. And he's only 27 years old. So this guy is not broken. But the only good thing I could say, at least he did not have a lot of blisters issue this year. And that's what's been plaguing his career so far. So that's a good sign. In the 12th inning, Josh James is the Astros' 8th pitcher of the day. So I'm glad that it's September call-ups, because the Astros are going to be using everybody. And who knows, they may even have to call somebody up to add extra arm. Because we had Cy Snead go 3 innings. Then we saw Jose Urquidy go 4 innings. And they did that in relief of Wade Miley, who only pitched 0 innings. And then also we saw some good performances by Joe Biggini. Also, Hector Rondon had a great appearance. But the big story is that Roberto Osuna looked like the old Roberto Osuna. He looked like he was throwing hard. He had a plan. They said that he went out to dinner with Torinos and Maldonado, and they talked about pitch selection, just how to get people out. And it looked like they had a plan tonight. So congrats to Osuna for recognizing that they need to fix stuff because the playoffs are around the corner. Well, Kyle Seager just took a Josh James pitch over the Crawford boxes. So at this time, the Astros are trailing 9-8 now. So hopefully the Astros offense will be able to come up with something. But the Astros have come back too far to lose this game. Continuing with the injuries trend, Carlos Correa has moved away from hitting off the tee to hitting a flip baseball. While that may not seem like a big deal, September 5th, but that's a progression from going back to T-ball and hitting off a tee. So hopefully we'll see Carlos Correa take some more aggressive hacks off a actual batting practice down the road. But the Astros are going to be patient with him. They're going to take it slow. He missed 6 weeks in 2018. He's missed so many weeks this year because of back and other issues, and his rib issue. So the Astros want him healthy. They don't care about the regular season. They know they're probably going to make the playoffs. They're going to win the AL West. Right now, they're just trying to at least stay in second place in the AL. So they're going to take their time, and they want Carlos Correa healthy because they know that he's going to help them win in playoff. Ryan Pressly is throwing really well. He'll play catch on Friday off the pitcher's mound. But why? Why are they rushing him? I don't understand why they're rushing him. Just give him a few weeks to recover. They don't have a few weeks, but just give him like 2 weeks to recover. And then maybe the last week before the last week of the regular season, you get him out there. You have him pitch a few games because this guy's going to be a critical piece to the Astros bullpen in playoffs. And especially with Brad Peacock and Colin McHugh, their status is up in the air. And Brad Peacock will play catch on Friday, but he's still recovering from shoulder discomfort, and maybe he can return this season. Colin McHugh, I have not heard too much about him yet. I know he just went on a DL on the 31st, but he hasn't played catch yet, and there's no signs as to when he will return. While we don't know all the details, according to Mark Feinsand, Carlos Cray has left his agent, Greg Ginsky, and he signed with William Morris Endeavors, and basically they're a broadcasting, some type of they handle Bobby Flay and other people like that. So basically, it's an entertainment representative. So he represents Alex Rodriguez, but they're not currently licensed to be a agent in MLB with the MLB Players Association. So this guy is going to have to get certified, and then he's going to have to represent Carlos Correa, not just in baseball matters, but in also marketing. So you have to wonder how much of this has to do with Alex Rodriguez, and are they just trying to set Carlos Correa up for his post-career, or are they just trying to help him out? I'm not really sure what's going on here, but it's just kind of weird. And I know that Carlos Correa said that there's going to be more information coming out later. So we'll see what happens there. But it's not a big deal right now. But in 2021, after that season, Carlos Correa is a free agent. And I don't think that the Astros will re-sign him. We're going to take a short break. To get the show every day, subscribe to Locked On Astros on the new Himalaya Podcast app or Apple Podcast. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On Astros. Listen in your car to or from work every day. Hey guys, don't go to a department store and grab cheap socks. Why don't you go to Bombas? Bombas are what feet daydream about. And with every pair of sock purchased, one pair is donated. Buy your Bombas at bombas.com/locked and get 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, this is Eric from Locked On Astros. It's the best time of the day. You're sitting in your favorite chair, about to watch your favorite team, and you're drinking your favorite beverage. Then you hear, "Hey honey, don't forget to go to the store. I'll see you after Zumba." Slam. You forgot to go to the store again. You can't waste the beer you just opened. What do you do? Postmates. That's what you do. pull out the Postmates app, select everything on your shopping list, and Postmates will deliver it to you. So you can just watch that game, just Postmate it. A little later in the game, you're all proud of yourself for getting your order delivered, then you realize that you ran out of beer. You've had a few too many, just Postmate it. No more trips to the store. For a limited time, Postmates is giving Locked On listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code Locked On. That's Locked On for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code Locked On.
All right, welcome back to Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. And guys, don't forget to go out to breakingtea.com/talkingstros and get your new Where the F is Toro shirt celebrating Justin Verlander's third career no-hitter. And it's just a great shirt. I know I ordered one as well. And so guys, a lot of people have been really ragging on Kyle Tucker, saying that he's a bust, he's the next A.J. Reed. And I really don't think that's fair, because the Astros did not really give A.J. Reed a lot of chances. Granted, the Astros had Tyler White that they were trying to make become the DH. And also, they went out and signed Yuli Gurriel. And so that just took away any chances that A.J. Reed would really have a successful career with the Astros. Not that he's blossoming with the White Sox right now as well, but I think that was a situation that was a little bit uncontrollable in terms of A.J. Reed. He just wasn't given a shot. The Astros are gonna give Kyle Tucker every chance to succeed, and that's what they do. A great example of the Astros being patient is Kyle Tucker finally hit his first big league homer. It was 106 miles per hour off the bat. He had 34 homers at AAA, and then Josh Reddick hit a homer right behind him. We'll talk about Josh Reddick in a second, but guys, you got to be patient with these young guys. It doesn't click all at once. Mike Trout struggled. Alex Bregman struggled. Yes, I know that Kyle Tucker has had a lot more bats than Alex Bregman took to break out, but this guy could be somebody who the Astros rely on for the next 5 to 6 years. So that's why they didn't bring him up until right now. And the expectations, we already heard Forrest Whitley talk about the expectations and the pressure of succeeding kind of hinders you down a little bit. But it didn't hurt Kyle Tucker in AAA. He still had 34 homers. But for now, the injury to George Springer, the concussion, and it's a mild concussion, we'll talk about that in a second, has opened a door for Kyle Tucker to get some regular playing time. And the Astros are going to see exactly what they have in him. So, like I said, George Springer has a minor concussion. They're going to wait till probably next week until start playing him again. It's not a long-term issue. He should be healthy, but the Astros are doing the right thing. They're not rushing him back just to get him back in the lineup. They're taking their time. They know they have Kyle Tucker. They have Josh Reddick. We saw him play center field. I still think that was weird, but even Josh Reddick today was wearing Springer's pants, and Springer was wearing Reddick's top, his baseball top. So that was kind of weird, but then you also saw Reddick have his first homer since June 28th. So maybe there's some juju in those pants, or so to speak. And Todd Callis was making a big deal about Reddick being in Springer's pants, and maybe Springer's going to want those pants back. And then Jeff Blum is like, you know that there are multiple pair of pants. There's not just one pair of pants. But it was just an interesting conversation, and it broke Twitter up. Everybody's just like talking about that conversation. But Reddick is hot, and maybe it's because he's in Springer's pants or something. But anyway, Alex Bregman has 98 RBIs. He already has 100-plus runs and 100-plus walks. So he's trying to reach 100-plus RBIs. So that would be something that's very rare. And I'll look for the next show on how rare that is when he actually reaches 100 RBIs. But It's just good to see Alex Bregman heating up, and this is what he does every year. He gets hot towards the end of the season, and he takes it into October. And I think that Bregman is going to carry the Astros through the postseason. We've seen him hit homers off of Chris Sale, Clayton Kershaw, and so I think that we'll see Bregman just lead the Astros again. The Astros have come back to tie the game again. It's in the 13th inning right now, and we have Josh James still on the field. So this could be a long, long extra innings game, so I'm glad I decided to go ahead and do the podcast. But this game would not be tied had it not been for Jose Altuve's triple. It was a two-run triple, and then he scored on a sacrifice fly by Michael Brantley to tie the game. And speaking of Michael Brantley, he broke an 0-for-17 slump with a single earlier in the game. And if the Astros are going to win in the playoffs, they're going to need Michael Brantley to be swinging a good bat. So it was good to kind of see him get going. But the rest of the lineup has been kind of struggling a little bit. Despite giving up the homer in the 12th inning, Josh James is looking good. He's looking like he's got his stuff back. He looks like he's healthy. And this guy could be somebody who's going to really help the Astros in playoffs. And I don't think he'll become the closer or anything like that. But if Ryan Pressly, for whatever reason, can't get healthy, then I think Josh James and Will Harris will have to step up. Josh James just struck out the side, and I think it's a good time to go ahead and end this podcast. I may do a podcast tomorrow night to kind of talk about the rest of this game and talk about tomorrow night's game. Thanks for listening, and remember, you can subscribe to the show on the new Himalaya Podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast, Locked On Astros. A quick update. I know you're probably going to see this in the box score tomorrow, but Michael Brantley hit the game-winning homer, a walk-off homer in the 13th inning. The Astros won 11-9. And so that's the way to break out of a big hitting slump is by getting his 20th homer of the season and to give the Astros the 91st win of the season. Now they are 91-40. So this is a good start to the four-game series versus the Mariners. And now they need to take care of the rest of the games and try to catch up to the Yankees and the Dodgers. So that's been the Locked On Astros podcast, extended edition.